phone's off.
Good evening and welcome to the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay CSD. At this time, I'd like to bring this meeting to order. If you could help us with roll call, please, Carol.
President Steele.
Here.
Vice President Graves.
Present.
Director Madison.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
Excellent. Everybody's here. Public comment. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come and speak up from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. At this time, I'd like to open public comment. At this time, I'm going to close public comment and we'll move to item C, open session disclosure. Legal, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, board members. The board is adjourning into closed session regarding closed session action items D1, D2. Regarding item D2, the facts and circumstances are as follows. Mr. Richardson has submitted a letter dated November 20th, 2012 to the district alleging violations of Government Code Section 54960.1 regarding 8 closed sessions that were held regarding the Discovery Bay Athletic Club purchase dating back to September. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, we will now go into closed session.
You don't have to be here.
Do
you want to be here?
Yeah, that whole thing.
My problem is.
All right, at this time, I'd like to return to open session. Our counsel, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, board members. The board has reconvened from closed session regarding action items D1 and D2. All 5 board members were present during the entirety of the closed session. Regarding action item D1, there is no reportable action at this time. Regarding action item D2, by unanimous vote of the board of directors, Mr. Richardson's claim has been rejected. Following basis, there's no violation of the code sections identified in Government Code Section 54960.1 subpart A that have occurred. 2, several demands are untimely pursuant to that same code section, subsection C1. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. At this time, we'll just adjourn our meeting.
Adjourned.
Okay, 7 o'clock. Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discover Bay Community Services District. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. If you please stand with Jim Madison as he leads us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Steele.
Here.
Vice President Graves.
Here.
Director Madison.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
All right. Very well here. Public comments. Individual public comments will be limited to a 3-minute time limit. During the public comments, the public may address the board on any issue within the district's jurisdiction which is not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. Now I hope this is for a public comment. Would anybody like to? Mr. Richardson, please.
I left my December 5th letter that I wrote on each of your desks. I hope you read it. Sorry it was so delayed. Technical difficulties. The letter corrects some misinformation that you were given at last night's meeting. And I'll summarize it briefly, not the letter, just the main point. Last night, Mr. Pease inquired about an analysis of the Discovery Bay Athletic Club, which exists and is in someone's possession. And that analysis is an evaluation of the property, what condition it's in, and that sort of thing. Mr. Pease asked if the analysis was available for distribution. Mr. Schroeder advised you that in accordance with the Public Records Act, those kinds of reports were confidential until the deal is done. This clear message was that the legislature had decided when they wrote the act that the analysis of the Discovery Bay Athletic Club was confidential, and you had no part in that decision. Nothing could be further from the truth. You are not prohibited from distributing that report by the Public Records Act. What the Act does say, that if you decide that there's something harmful about that report, you are not required to distribute the report. That's what the Act says. You have to make a decision as to whether you think it's harmful or whether the requirements of the Brown Act for openness would require you to distribute it. It makes absolutely no sense whatever to hold that report from everybody, which might require somebody to do something about the deal different until the deal is done. If we see that report when the deal is done, it's over. There's nothing that can be done. And my letter goes into if the report is embarrassing, controversial, some reason sensitive, then the district attorneys, excuse me, the state attorney general has said in his analysis of the report, if that's the case, sensitive, embarrassing, that's exactly the reason why you should release it and talk about it openly. Thank you.
Anybody else like to have public comment? At this time, I'm going to close public comment. I'd like to turn over to Rick.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board, members of the public. This evening is a is an opportunity to thank outgoing board member Jim Addison for his service on the board, and on behalf of the staff and myself, I would like to thank him for his support of the things that we've been working on and working towards accomplishing in his tenure on the board. While it's been short, it certainly has been voluminous in terms of the efforts that we have accomplished. So with that, Jim, I want to thank you, and I know the staff feels the same way. And Mr. President, I would like to turn it back over to you.
Jim, I just want to say thank you for all the great things that you contribute to our community here. I know that takes a lot of effort and time and focus, and you've always given us 100% whatever you decide you're working on, and I'm grateful to work with you and serve our community, whether it's sitting up here in the front or out at an activity helping the neighbors. So anyway, good job, and we'll keep working together. So I wish you the best of everything.
Thank you.
We do have a couple of outgoing mementos of our appreciation. So if Mr. President would like to present those to Rick Madison.
Woohoo!
All right, Jim.
A bag.
Mementos, a blue bag.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah. Thank you for the blue bag.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. This is some fun stuff, and I'm sure it'll be well used.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Here, let me just pop it out real quick.
Please don't. Look at that, we've got a nice coat. Nice coat.
It's gonna be
tissue
snuggly.
Paper.
With the new logo.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what is this?
Toodaloop Radio.
Open it.
It's a box.
Oh, I gotcha. Thank you very much. It's a nice little placard with a dedication on it.
Very nice. Well done. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much. And the tickets to the season of the 49ers. Thank you very
Excellent.
Much.
At this time, Excellent. We will take a 10-minute recess to enjoy cake and thank Jim personally.
We'll wrap it down.
You read it. You can read it.
No,
you read it.
I know.
We're going to call you Rita.
Lovely Rita.
Rita May.
This is nice. I don't want to touch it.
Nice. Hold on. Boom.
All right. Again, thanks, Jim. We'll move on to item D, area agency reports. If we could please have our sheriff.
Area sheriff.
Area sheriff. Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening. You got your copies correct.
Thank you.
Wow.
Three boats.
Okay. As you know, my name is Tony Fonda. I'm the crime prevention guy out here at Discovery Bay. Last month, we had a total of 401 calls for service for the Discovery Bay area with 48 reports generated, which is that report you see right in front of you. The one thing that kind of sticks out to me that I kind of forewarned a few folks from last month is the marine, the boat stuff. Bethel Island has been hit pretty hard in the last couple of months. And I was afraid that some of that would crawl over here because, you know, there's only so many boats at Bethel Island, so you got to go somewhere else. And where else? It's right here. So I've been trying to put that out to most folks, kind of keep an eye on your boat, keep an eye out on each other. The beauty about Discovery Bay, as you can see from the photos you see everywhere, it's kind of a one-way in, one-way out type situation. So when you do see some boats out there, especially at night, you can still try to call that stuff in for us. With that said, friendly reminder, if you own a home with a dock, put your address on the dock. That's a great help for Marine Patrol tips. Put motion lights out there too. Residential burgs, we've had some. I've been hearing people tell me that the vehicle crimes have been, they've had some vehicle crimes, but of course some of them still aren't calling it into us, so we don't know. Like I said, our agency, if you don't call us, we just don't know what's going on. But the residential burgs kind of make me a little suspicious there. Some of the vandalisms that you see there are attempted burgs, but you don't mark them as that because it's a vandalism. Basically, we'll respond because an alarm went off and we find either the door kicked in, no property taken. So that means they were scared or shooed away. Other than that, is there anything that stands out that you guys have a question on?
What are you looking at me for?
Because I know you're going to ask them.
I am.
Which one did you ask?
I would like to know, are they still just going for the fishing boats? Or are they looking at anything else now?
You know, whatever they see, they're going to grab. So whether it's a little dinghy boat, whether it's just something sitting on your dock,
yep.
Whether it's a little chest that you have there that you keep your equipment in, whatever it is, just lock it up, take it away.
But they were going after the fishing, the boats, and actually the engines and the
they
fishing equipment.
They were taking them and stripping
them out. Basically. Yep. And that's still what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
Tony, I'm looking at this one line that says death non-criminal, and right below it says carjacking.
It's not related. The carjacking was basically we had a delivery guy in his delivery car. I guess he stopped by the bank ATM to deposit money. The bad guy approached him after he deposited the money, walked up to him and made a comment of what you got. I had nothing. Patted him down, took his keys, and took off in his car. They did get the vehicle recovered and with a couple of occupants in it. And Stockton. I'm not.
Shocker.
That's about all I know for now for investigation. I don't know if they're the same individual, if they're related. They're just trying to connect the dots to see what they can do. So I think the guy was here obviously in the parking lot at that time of night. It was suspicious. Should have been called in for something like that, at least for us to check it out.
Thanks.
Any update on the armed robbery at the mini mart?
No.
Did they catch him?
Oh.
Still pursuing?
Yeah, I'll just say it's still investigating.
All right. Any other questions?
Negative.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
CHP.
I knew that was going to happen.
Right, no?
That's just
fire.
For sure.
Fire update, please.
I made an anonymous out.
Hey, Chief.
I'm Lieutenant Chief Burks with East Country Customs Fire Protection District giving you your November's calls for service. We had 51 EMS calls, 4 structure fires, 1 vehicle fire, 1 vegetation fire, yes, vegetation was on fire, 7 exterior fire, dumpster fires, 7 automobile accidents, 3 fire alarms, 3 hazardous conditions, one smoke investigation and one public service.
Smoke
investigation. No, but you do have to clean your chimney. Fortunately, one of the structural fires was on River Lake Road, and fortunately it was the only house on River Lake Road that actually has a brick chimney. And they hadn't cleaned the fireplace for about 8 years. So it was good it was raining because it wasn't catching other people's roofs on fire, but it looked like a little blowtorch. So you do have to clean your chimneys. Unless you have a tin tube chimney, which you shouldn't be burning wood in it anyways. The tin tube chimneys are only natural gas exhaust vents for a natural gas fireplace.
So why would there be a tin tube chimney on a fireplace that doesn't have natural gas in it?
Because you didn't pay the extra money when the contractor built it.
You pulled out the gas and you put it
in. I don't know.
You're so
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's tin tube, but I'm pretty sure it's got wood going in it.
Yeah, and the problem if you do burn, whether it's Presto logs or actual wood in a tin tube chimney, that tin tube fills up with creosote and it cannot take a hot fire. And then if you have somebody come out and clean that tin tube chimney, they stick a big brush down it and vigorously clean it, knocking the tin tube out of alignment. That lets the chimney box fill up with superheated smoke and gases. Your chimney box catches on fire, and then it gets into your attic space, and then we show up, and we go to work on your house.
It burned out.
She might as well deep fry a turkey in your driveway on the same day.
So, quite an increase on the
dumpster fire. For the 24th.
Yeah, for kids, it's, you know, it's the season. People are throwing stuff away that they should be throwing away. Cardboard boxes, remnants of the fireplace. If you clean out your fireplace, you should let it sit in a tin pail for at least 7 days and soak it with water. The coals can stay hot for quite some time, and then when you throw it into your garbage can and you put it by the side of your house, that garbage can will ignite and you can actually burn your house down. If that garbage can's on fire next to your house, when it's even if the house is stucco-sided, if the fire doesn't get up into the attic space through the attic vents, the nails that hold on the siding will actually heat up enough to catch the 2x4s, the wall studs, and you'll get fire in the wall. Yeah, I know.
Any other comments, questions, guys?
Nothing for me, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Supervisor's report, please.
Good evening. A couple things to let you guys know of. We're really pleased to be working with the Veterans Services Office. And we are now, have been for several weeks, having a staff member from Veterans Services Office come out to our Brentwood office on Thursdays. And they will meet with anyone who does not want to drive to Martinez. And those are by appointment, and he is typically there from 9 to 12, and then 12:30 to 3:30. The phone number to call to set up a meeting is 925-313-1481. Saves people from driving to Martinez, so we're really pleased about that, bringing more services out to you in East County. Want to let you know I have a list of the current open seats for District 3 positions. If anyone's interested, I'm not going to read through all of them, but if anyone wants to serve their community, let me know. Really pleased to let you know of a partnership that the county is working with. It's called the Contra Costa CAN. It is a funding for small businesses for loans. So I will leave these on your back counter if anyone has a small business or know anyone who wants to start one. Here's some information and some contact. It is that time of year again for the food drive. So we would like you to donate to the Contra Costa and Solano Food Bank. We are in our friendly challenge with Solano County to raise and obtain the most food. As well as our friendly fight with the other district supervisors for Contra Costa County. So we want District 3 to win. So donate if you can. It goes to a great cause. This Monday, we would like to invite you to our holiday open house. It will be Monday, December 10th from 4 to 6 at our Brentwood office, which is at 3361 Walnut Boulevard, Suite 140. It is just past the intersection of Balfour off of Walnut. There's some business, there's the two churches, and then there's some businesses. If you haven't come to our new office, we've been there for about a year. Next, want to let you know that we received notice that Meals on Wheels needs some drivers and assistants in Far East County. So if you're interested in seeing if you can volunteer your time for them, the phone number to call is 625-4545. Also, some great news. Supervisor Pico recently went to Washington, D.C. with our county librarian, Barbara Berlin, where they received a 2012 National Medal for Museum and Library Services. And we were one of five counties to receive this award, so that's really great. It's also that time of year, lots of volunteer time for you guys, for tax preparers. So if you're interested in helping individuals prepare their taxes, I have a flyer that I will leave in the back. I was talking when the Italian chief was giving his report, but I'm sure he lets you know that Station 94 is open in the Knightson area. It opened on November 18th. And lastly, just want to remind you to drive safely. And also remember that it's a double fine zone on Vasco Road, and they are out there. So drive safe everywhere, particularly safe and slow on Vasco. And then if we don't see you on Monday, have a great holiday season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Karen, while you're there, I was unable to attend the code enforcement meeting last week. Can you give just a brief status update of anything?
They are doing boats and trailers in Discovery Bay. It's a continuing issue, and they do try and work with the residents. If it's a, you know, you're having your boated light parade this weekend, so if someone has a trailer out right now and they say, hey, it's going to be put back on Monday, but that is a continuing issue. Specific other issues for your community I'm blanking on. I can give you the rundown on others, but they're out here. You do have your two code enforcement officers, Joe Lozado, who you've had before, but he's back out for us, and then Larry Tolson, who's new to the area, and they're great.
Are the property owner associations interfacing with the code enforcement with you guys?
Not that I've heard.
Wow, they don't come to the meetings?
No, and okay. No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks, Karen.
Thank you very much for your help. All right, any committee reports?
Okay. Wait a minute. Yes. And Chief Burst didn't talk about the fact that the Knightson Station is back open again, but that was part of my report. And then the Knightson Station did open back up again with the SAFER grant that the ECCFPD received. That's a 2-year grant. So we're at least assured of that staffing model being in place for 2 years. But the district will start immediately looking at what's going to happen after that, those 2 years. As everyone knows, the benefit assessment did not go through, and so there's going to continue to be budget issues in how to staff and man the fire district. On top of that, Confire had their meeting yesterday, and they're closing four stations. That affects us in that everything's a move up. We get auto aid, in fact, to the number of, I think we received 100. Oh, hold on a second. I got that report right here. In auto aid, which means somebody coming in to help us because we couldn't handle it, we received Confire, which is our adjoining district, came in to us 155 times. We went there 100 times. It's never been equitable. And that's something that Chief Lauder's been keeping in the back of his mind. And now with four stations closing there, it's going to be even more difficult for them to come in with their auto aid because they're going to have, I think there's 10 less engines now than there was originally. There were 75. I think we're down to 65 in the district. And that includes San Ramon, Martinez, Richmond. That's the entire county. And that's considerable manpower that's no longer on the street. So the good news for us is that we got a station open back up. The bad news is that our neighbors are closing stations down, and they anticipate another four stations to be closed down in 2014. They haven't made the decision on which four stations yet after a was it like a 5-hour meeting that they had yesterday. The stations that are up for closure are Walnut Creek, Lafayette, Richmond, no, Martinez, and Clayton. Clayton will have a definite effect on us because we handle Marsh Creek out of our station. So if Clayton's not there coming this direction, and we've got to go augment out at the Sunrise Station, it's going to pull people out of our area. So anyway, that's my report. And that's for both fire meetings.
Augment?
Augment.
Augment. Thank you.
On November 8th, I attended the East County Water Management Association board meeting. It was a good meeting. It was an opportunity to work with the, listen to activities in the other neighboring water districts and learn about their challenges and what we're working on. Right now, the Contra Costa County is working on integrated regional water management plan, and they're looking like their planning process is going to be going through the year 2013 at this time. All this is funded by grants through Propositions 84 and 50. Virgil and I were there, and at one point, Virgil gave a brief update on our wetlands activities and the interest of how those have progressed. And anyway, it was interesting, a good opportunity to interact with other agencies with similar issues. So, thank you. At this time, we will move on to our consent calendar.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second that.
Any public comment?
In reviewing the invoices to be paid, with all due respect to Mr. Schroeder and his firm, there was an item that kind of came to my attention that I'd like to bring to the board, which maybe we'll discuss a little later, and that's the legal fees. There was a lot of activity, evidently, in October, and I had the opportunity to discuss some of these things with Manager Howard. $28,000 in legal fees in 1 month kind of catches my attention. I'm not saying there's anything askew or any of that, but in finding out through a discussion with Manager Howard, we haven't had a review of legal services contracts, etc., for quite a while. It might be something that maybe in the future we might want to look at. Thank you.
Any other public comment? At this time, I'll close public comment. Motion's been made. Do we have a second?
No second.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to new business and action items. Manager, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. I'm bringing this item for you this evening. Government Code Section 61047, part of CSD law, stipulates how much and how often and what the monthly cap can be for board members that serve as district board members. As you know, the current compensation is set by Government Code 61047. It allows for a stipend of $100 a day, $100 for each day of service, and that they shall not receive more than 6 days of service in any given month. The last time that the compensation had been adjusted was on February the 20th, 2002, when it went from $25 to the current $100. It hasn't been adjusted. I indicated that it had never been adjusted, and I was able to get that correct. So I just wanted to make sure that is noted. The government code also allows for, if you're a water district, they provide for an opportunity under the water code, section 2201, that the board may increase compensation received by members of the governing board above the amount of $100 in the amount of up to 5% annually, and you can go back retroactively and address back to the time of the last adjustment, which was 10 years ago. If the board would like to pursue this action, it does require two subsequent meetings, one of which would require an ordinance, a reading of the ordinance, and ordinance would be adopted at the second reading, as well as a revision to the board's bylaws and board policy. And so I'm just bringing it to you tonight to see if the board is interested in pursuing any of these opportunities or any of these options for you this evening.
Any comments, questions?
Well, I think I brought this up to Mr. Howard a few months ago, only because of the fact that I know at the time that I was on the board, the one-hour meetings are a very small portion of what goes into it. So I personally feel that the board's time is worth, you know, more than $100 a meeting. That's my personal opinion. I think it's long overdue.
It's been 7 years now. Is that right? The calculation?
10 years.
10 years. Okay.
10 years.
All right. And it's a 5% adjustment that the law allows?
The law allows for no more than 5% annually. And you can go back to the date of the year following the last adjustment period.
We brought this up, I think, back when the other people was on the board, but the board was pretty much in agreement we weren't going to raise ourselves now. I'm against it. It's such a short raise, and you know, it's not like we're a cash rich district. And to add another 30 or 40 bucks to a meeting, to me, it doesn't make any sense. I would be against it.
Okay. Second. Any public comment, please? Please, Mr.
Keyes. Yes, I can't comment one way or another whether you would like to increase. I certainly, if I was sitting there today, wouldn't look backwards. A 5% increase, $5-$10 here and there, I'd be. But I am nowhere near any consensus to what the recommendation, if I'm reading it properly, says that if you were to pass an increase, that you would get a 5% increase every year here forward. I don't think that's even in the cards for me. Leave it there.
All right. Mr. Richardson, please.
I sent you a fax today giving my opinion on this, and they included the fact that 50% of your agenda tonight at new business is based on self-serving, working on yourself. I think it's a stick in the eye to the people of Discovery Bay who are in difficult economic times that you have the ability to vote yourself a raise, as minuscule as it is. It's not really the right thing to do. It shows an increasing pattern of this board of fiscal irresponsibility. There seems to be no new gimmick or thing that you can approve to spend money. And I'm concerned that with the $14 million bonds you're going to sell at some time, you're heading for the same destination that Stockton and so many other towns come to, bankruptcy. You can't keep spending and spending. Tax and spend is what you're doing. And I really think that you shouldn't do this. It's the wrong thing to do, the wrong time. Doesn't give you that much extra money. And what you ought to be talking about tonight is the community center and telling the people of Discovery Bay what's going on with the community center, what's happening. That's what ought to be on the agenda. And thank you for that.
Thank you. Anybody else like to comment? At this time, we will close public comment. Is there any more discussion?
I have a few comments. First of all, this board has been extremely fiscally responsible, at least in the last 3 years that I've been on the board. In fact, the bond issue is guaranteed that the rate payers, it's not taxes that we pay here, we pay rates, the rate payers will have no increase to pay for that bond issue. We are in effect going to build redundancy, reliability, and avoid fines by the California Water Quality Board without any increases to the ratepayers whatsoever. So I don't know how that's irresponsible, but everybody is allowed to interpret things however they want to. With regards to stipends, every dime that I've ever made from this district in the last 3 years is a check directly to charity. I've never taken a dime personally for anything. Maybe one time a mileage check was written to me aside from the stipends check, so I received that, just to, in full disclosure. But from day one, every dime that I've made here has gone to charity. It's not we're not doing this for the money. We're not doing this for to make a living, obviously, at that ridiculous amount. And personally, I know that I average over 20 hours a week of effort put into what's done here in the town, especially with all the things we've had going on over the last couple of years. I would like to see what the numbers would be. I haven't made up my mind. I don't think we're here to vote on this tonight anyway. But I would like to see what the numbers would bear.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'll just, for the record, when I got on the board, it was $25 a meeting. And I got on the board, and that was good enough for me. When it raised, it raised. But at this point, especially with the economy the way it is, I don't think we should address this issue now.
Director Tetro, because I wasn't around in those, just for clarification, it in the 2 years you were on, it went from $25 to $100.
Yes,
it increased
to
$175 in one fell swoop, isn't that?
Okay.
Yes. I don't even know how the vote went. I don't want to know. I'm just, for clarification purposes, saying the last time that it was increased, mm-hmm. it was $75, which was the maximum allowed at the time, and the board went ahead and put that forward.
That's correct.
Okay.
Do you have any comments? I think we're all committed here on serving our community, and I think the stipends are a small percentage, but that's not why we do what we do here. There are hundreds of hours, thousands of hours each year that we're all putting in on this, so I would be okay with a 5% mechanism, but we can have a future board discussion on that.
I would need a direction from the board.
Okay.
One way or another.
I would ask.
I would ask staff to go ahead and provide the numbers for the next meeting, please.
When you say provide the numbers, are you from what point to what point? From the last adjustment?
From the last adjustment up till now. So the
and an annual increment, subtracting each year from that, maybe?
Yes, from the.
Okay.
0.5.
Any more discussion again? All right.
We'll need a second, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Unanimous. All right. Thank you. Item two, request to establish a standing community center committee. Howard?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As you are aware, we had a standing community center committee that presented their final report to the board. I believe it was back in January of this year. In that report, the community center committee recommended to the board to pursue the acquisition of the Delta of the Discovery Bay Athletic Club, and that is, as we know, is progressing. The community center subcommittee consists of directors Madison and President Steele, and in conversations with those members of the subcommittee, they have asked me to place on the agenda the board consideration for the establishment of a five-member committee consisting of two standing board members, or two board members, and three members at large from the public. And if Director Madison or President Steele have more to...
Well, just for clarification, it was actually Director Steele and Tetro were on it, and I was the citizen at the time.
No, but we have a subcommittee right now.
Oh, the subcommittee right now, right.
Right. Historically, though, we have
yes,
a formal
yes.
committee. Go ahead.
You know, at the beginning of every year, we have new board, and we go over all the assignments. Would that be a logical time to do this as well?
We do have that scheduled for the agenda for January the 2nd, Director Tetro. But the subcommittee asked for me to put this on this agenda, and I acquiesced to that request.
I didn't ask for it.
I asked for it.
Okay.
President Steele, I'm sorry if I said what I'm referring to.
The subcommittee asked for it. So we're very close on the transaction, and it's important that we do get public input here.
Sure.
There's a lot of things
are progressing at a good speed here, and I would say that it's important we start the process here to get the public aware and get them involved. So that's the urgency of it right now. Go ahead.
I'd also like to add that with this evening's meeting, Director Madison will no longer be serving on that committee as a board member. So it would be, it's the board's option, obviously, as to whether they want to replace him this evening with another board member, or to hold off on that until a later date.
Based on my history with the committee, and that I was on this committee 2010 and 11, or 11 and 12, or whatever it was before it went to a formal committee, I would volunteer my services, at least in the interim, for to give a full to give staff an opportunity to at least get more than just one director to talk to with regards to issues that come up between now and then. It's kind of a sensitive time for us, but I think we're still waiting on some things to occur. So I would volunteer to replace Director Madison in that position at this time.
Any other comments, questions? At this time, I'd like to open it for public comment, please.
Well, I'm highly supportive of establishing a standing committee for community center.
All right, thank you. Any other public comment? Mr. Richardson?
I wonder, so if we keep this in mind, if we could be told, will this committee be subject to the Brown Act?
Council, please.
Standing committees under the Brown Act are legislative bodies that are subject to the Brown Act rules.
Thank you.
Any other public comment, please? At this time, I'm going to close public comment. Any further discussion?
I would make a motion that we move Kevin on a temporary basis onto the committee until
until
the change in January.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Nay. That wasn't my motion. I voted. It was 4-1. I guess that's the way it's going down, 4-1.
That was the subject matter for the subcommittee.
Yeah.
Does the board want to consider the establishment to begin to establish the process like we've done in the past?
I have a motion to make on that.
Of appointing, because we need to advertise it and that sort of thing.
Here's what the motion is. I'd like to make the motion that we, the board considers having a standing committee effective today, and I would like to consider Jim Madison as the first public person on that committee. I would like to also consider to have myself on that committee, and if Mr. Graves is interested, have him on that committee as well, and that's what. And we'd like to start that effective immediately.
Point of order, if I may. I apologize for my delay. I was thrown by your motion. Your agenda item is for the establishment of a community center committee, not for appointment or replacement to an individual on the ad hoc committee.
All right.
So I believe that the motion should not carry, since it's not an agendized item.
Okay.
The motion that you just mentioned, however, would be within the scope of the agenda item.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. So we'll get that committee moving tomorrow morning. All right. Next item. President's report and director's comments. Do you guys have any other comments? Mr. Madison?
I have a comment. As I leave the board, I want to say I enjoyed working and serving with all my friends and my colleagues. I also want to thank our wonderful staff, who does a lot more behind the scenes than probably you guys will ever know. Rick, I don't know how you do it, perhaps taking more criticism than praise every day you are here. I hope the board takes time to look at the glasses half full instead of half empty. It takes a special person to do your job. Only you at the end of the day know what strides you have taken to accomplish what helps make the town better. I will continue to work with all of you in one way or another, and I will always give my time and energy to help our community that we are so proud of. I want you guys to please go over your mission statement and make sure that you're doing your job for the right reason. Check your egos at the door when you make every decision concerning Discovery Bay. These ideals are served for an important guide of the town of Discovery Bay and conduct business as such. That's my comment.
Nice comment. Well done.
Thank you. Anything to update us on?
Right. Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Thank you for serving me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
No, you're just following his lead. I don't accept yours.
You spoke before.
Go away, Mark. Go away.
My shoelaces are tied together, I can tell.
Thank you, Ray.
Well done, Jim. Well done. Appreciate it. Any other? All right. General manager's report, please.
I should have just said ditto.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. A manager's report, please. Baron.
No. Do you have some report?
No. Oh, all right. Just hanging out. All right.
Hey, nice job on the banners, Baron.
Yes.
You took apart part of my phone.
Oh, no, we can bring them
up. The banners are up. They look
thank
great.
You, staff, who does more than we'll ever know.
We were able to get them up at this time. We had a little bit of hiccup with the county going through their approval process. It was just that it was all happening right over the Thanksgiving holiday with people on vacation at the county. It took a little bit longer. So they were supposed to go up on Saturday following the holiday, and they ended up going up yesterday. So there was a little bit of delay on that. It was tough to get the contractor rescheduled. Back here in the town to be able to accomplish that, but they do look great, and thank you, Theron. I just distributed to the board a letter that I had to send to the sellers this afternoon. It was delivered to Randy Prince via email at approximately 4:59 p.m. We received two of the three signatures today, and by the terms of the agreement, the purchase and sale agreement, it terminates at 5 p.m. this afternoon, so the agreement is effectively terminated. However, the third person that needs to execute that agreement was hunting and was unable. They were unable to reach him. He has since been reached, and I received an email from Interior Real Estate this afternoon. That was an email that was forwarded to me from Joyce Pilotti,
seller's broker.
Yes, seller's broker, and from Joyce Pilotti that said that Larry is going to sign the document early tomorrow morning before 10 a.m. So we expect to have that addendum number 4 executed tomorrow morning. As I indicated in the letter, we still would like to pursue the agreement. However, by sending the termination clause, we do protect our interests. We can still continue without, as soon as agreement is executed, that the addendum is executed, we can still continue if the board so chooses to do so at this point in time. But effectively right now, the contract is, for all intents and purposes, essentially terminated until the board determines that they want to accept a late signature on for the third party. It was just very difficult to try and track him down.
Montana's a big state.
Yeah. Actually, he was in California, but yeah.
I thought he was in Montana.
Go ahead. Rick, will this entail another meeting of the board, another motion to reinstate the agreement?
I think that you can do that this evening.
Make a motion?
Correct.
Because the action item includes impossible action. So you can direct me, if you so choose, to go ahead and accept the signature, assuming we receive it first thing in the morning, and continue with the process that we've been working on over the last few months.
Just as you did yesterday, where you extended the time frame for accepting addendum number 4, you could, if you choose to, do so again. And that's up to you. If you choose to do nothing, you, then the agreement's dead. If you want to schedule another meeting for another day in order to revisit this, you can.
And our purchase agreement deadline is, what, 5 p.m. tomorrow evening?
It was 5 p.m. this afternoon. However, there is a section in the purchase and sale agreement that says that if certain governmental approvals are not received, for example, the lot line adjustment application, we have not received that approval yet from the county. If they have not been received, that is not necessarily a clause that would terminate the agreement, but in order to be played on the side of caution, we went with this approach.
And that was your direction yesterday, yes, as well.
All right. Okay. Any further comments before I bring it to public?
Right next to you.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Vice pretty
President, please. I saw your finger.
Just looking for recognition.
I saw your finger. Let's go.
For clarity purposes, for my benefit, because at this point the contract is terminated as of right this minute. And the motion allows the contract to be reinstated, or is there a mechanism for that?
Yes, in essence, you'd be changing addendum number 4 that you provided to them to extend the time period, because by its terms, it terminated at 1 o'clock today, extending the deadline until whatever time you choose, and that such action would waive the termination.
Do we need to go?
Yeah, any public comment, please? Yes, please, Ms. Ferguson.
I'm delighted if you could salvage this and proceed with it. I think that's just great. I'm not sure what happened to the 45-day extension of time that you talked about earlier this week. Can you make that clear, what's going on there?
That's
what we're waiting.
Mr. Richardson's referring to addendum number 4 that included a 60-day. It was initially a 60-day, and board concurred last night to drop that down to 45 days. And so it is a 45-day extension. The agreement will be crossed out and initialed by the parties.
So we're waiting for those signatures right now.
Thank you.
I'm sorry,
any more? If I may, one last thing on this. The parties all along, the three members of the three sellers, have been very agreeable to continuing this process, but for the fact that one of them was unable was the only reason this wasn't executed.
And unreachable.
And unreachable.
Public comment, please.
I might recommend that the board consider extending or the process for 7 days or 10 days until to verify the signatures in, and then you could reconvene a meeting to approve at that particular time. It gives you flexibility.
Okay, any other public comment? All right, public comment is closed. Any further deliberation?
I would like to make a motion, if I may. I would like to make a motion that we extend or that we reinstate addendum 4 and extend the deadline to 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, having staff move forward at that point with direction previously given.
And withdraw the termination.
Withdraw the termination of the contract. But I thought that was going to happen.
All right.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else?
It was a stressful afternoon.
Yeah.
Is he coming back tomorrow? Or is he going to get the signature?
He's driving down the mountain. Literally, he's coming back. He's coming back late tonight.
That 2 days should be sufficient.
I'm supposed to get tomorrow morning.
Anything else to report, Rick? Yeah.
No, nothing else other than that, pursuing state law, government code section, the CST law, new board members assume office at noon on the first Friday in December, and assuming that the votes have been verified by the Registrar of Voters Office, that has taken place, and so effective noon on Friday, we will have a new board member assuming his office.
All right.
council report, please?
Nothing, sir.
All right, thank you for your time. And any other committee updates? We've had some correspondence. Got some public records requests. Any future agenda items for the next meeting or next year?
I have one. Can you give us a breakdown of our capital improvement projects, where we ended up for the year, what we finished, what we didn't finish?
We are actually, we was going to be on this meeting, but our star finance manager is on vacation in Hawaii, so we have to push it back.
So the next meeting?
It is scheduled for the 19th, yes.
All right. Any other future agenda items?
Not for me.
No, thank you.
Not for me.
You sure?
I appreciate it.
All right. At this time, I'd like to adjourn the meeting in honor of Jim Addison.